Amen. I feel better. So much better. Since I laid my brother down. Thank y'all so much for that. Let's give a hand of praise and musicians. Wonderful as usual. God bless you all this morning. All our saints and friends and members and visitors and Facebook Live. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Amen. I tell you right now, I know so much is going on, but I'm still excited. The Bible says, when trouble start coming, look up because your redemption draws nigh. Yeah. It ain't going to always stay like this. I just came to encourage you this morning. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to stay in your bed with Richard. I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to live. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all know where I'm going this morning, don't you? Acts chapter 4. Moving on a little bit further. Acts chapter 4. I'll begin reading at verse 1. I'm going to read quite a bit of it this morning because as we matriculate, how the Holy Ghost lead me through verses 4 and 5, they're linked together. Chapters 4 and 5, they're linked together. And I may not have the opportunity to come back and read it to you like that. And I'm not sure whether you're going to read it, so I'm going to read it to you so you'll be without excuse. Acts chapter 4. I read from the King James this morning. Y'all bear with me this morning. The old man comes. Not the old man of sin, but the old man coming out of me this morning. Help me, Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. Holy Ghost pins these words and it reads, and as they spake to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. Verse 5, and it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes, Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. When they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set in naught of the builders, which he is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it, but when they had commanded them to go outside outside the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noble miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. That it is spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in his name. They called them, commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. Peter and John answered and said unto them, would it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God? Judge ye. But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shown. Men let go, they went to their own country and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, my kind God and my strong God, thank you for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood, God, that keeps us, sustains us. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that moves in your church from heart to heart and breast to breast. Thank you, kind Father, for watching over us and waking us this morning and giving us the activities of our limbs and starting us on our way, God. I don't take that lightly. Thank you, God, for giving me one more opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the reasonable portion of health and strength that I have. Thank you, God, that you've given me focus and vision, God. And I ask you, God, now that as my old flesh decreases, that your Holy Spirit will increase, that your people will be stronger all the more. They will not see Michael, but they will only see him, Jesus. Thank you, God, for Archers Grove United Church of Christ. Thank you, God, for every officer, every member, every auxiliary, every preacher, every faithful person, everybody that gives, everybody that's praying, everybody that's trusting, even through trials and tribulations, God, yet they are still lifting up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. God, we love you today. We don't take it lightly that you're still on the throne. We ask you, God, to watch over us and to keep us. And my personal prayer is this, Lord. That is that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh God, I pray to have been faithful and good in your sight. For truly, oh Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray, let the faithful of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb as they speak. People of the priests, the captain of the temple, the Sadducees came upon them. And grieved at what they preached. They laid hands on them. In other words, they arrested them. I want to preach to you from a subject this morning. Ministry will cost you something. Ministry will cost you something. Just give me a few minutes to break this down. That ministry will cost you something. Here in this text that we have been studying for a while, y'all know it, but I'll still give you the background to lead you up that. In chapter 3, we know that, chapter 2, that the Holy Ghost has come. Chapter 2, the church has been formed. God has given a mandate to the church, but yet he already trained the apostles through the gospel to preach the gospel and to baptize. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And to teach all men. Is that right? And then he tells them that not only are they to do that, but they are to meet the needs of the people, not only in word, but in deed. Matter of fact, that's what ministry is. Before I go into that, ministry is service. When y'all think of ministry, y'all think of somebody standing in the pulpit doing ministry. Y'all think of apostles and bishops and folks in robes, and that's what y'all think ministry is. Amen. Y'all, that's what y'all think. But ministry is service, y'all. Ministry means that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you have called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, that is your ministry. I'll dig into that deeper later, but in this text here, chapter 3, rather, before we get to the text, there's a lame man who was born lame. They laid him at the beautiful gate daily, amen, to where he received alms. Peter and John, being the faithful men of God, on their way to the hour of prayer to pray. 3 p.m., they're going there, and they stepped, and they saw this man, and he's looking at them like he looked at everybody else. Peter says to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Give I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The text declares the man was made whole. He rose up and he began to walk. Not only did he walk with them, but he ran into the temple leaping and praising God. Here we are segueing into the fourth chapter. You would think that the people in the temple, let us make it plain, the people in the church would be excited about a miracle. Because this is actually the first miracle other than the Holy Ghost coming, but the first laying on the hands of miracles, this is the first miracle of the church, the New Testament church. This man is up walking and nobody is praising God. I read that text, that perplexed me, so that's my first point to somebody. Don't think that everybody will be happy when you get blessed. Amen. Let him say amen. Don't think that everybody will be happy when you get blessed. That's why sometimes you gotta let the Holy Ghost lead you to tell folk what you, the way he has blessed you. Because some folk won't elevate you in your blessing, but they'll try to block your blessing. And I stop by and tell you that what God has for you, it is for you. And it will come to pass if you trust God. So here in this text, this man is leaping, praising God. Now you have some actors in this text that shows up other than the apostles and those who are in the temple. You have the Sanhedrin show up. That's the elders, and that's the Pharisees, and that is the not only the Sanhedrin, but that's the Sadducees. The Pharisees were those who were strict in the law. They were strict about tithing. They were strict about the teaching of the scripture. Amen. They was real strict, and they examined people as to whether they would be of God. The elders were included of those in the elite class who had a little money, amen, and then they had some longevity. And they had faithfulness, so they were considered part of the Sanhedrin. The Sadducees, on the other hand, were a little different. They were the blue bloods, the elite class. They were the ones who thought just because they had a little material possessions, amen, they forgot that God was using them. They thought that their wealth, amen, and their prestige was what made them above other people, amen. And so what they did was they did not believe, they did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus. So now these men are standing out here preaching and teaching in the very name of Jesus. But something funny happens that when you began to lift up the name of Jesus, you don't have to call him because he's already there. Amen. Bible says that when they began to talk about Jesus, that the Holy Ghost shows up and comes on Peter, and he boldly begins to proclaim the word of God. Amen, somebody. And then they couldn't deny the fact that the man was walking. He'd always been there. They knew who he was. And so God took that man and healed him and made him whole. Y'all still don't get it? Some of us have forgot what God did for us. You forgot when you asked God to see about you and he came and saw about you. You forgot when you was in trouble and you thought that people were not with nobody with you. And all of a sudden somebody showed up to your rescue because the Lord heard your prayer. Amen. I'm trying to tell you now that when you trust God, you ain't got to worry about it. Just keep on being faithful to God. And the miracle of God will manifest itself. And how you know that the miracle of God will manifest itself, because the very people that you think should be on your side, family and friends and church members, some of them begin to turn sideways because they don't understand that this is not by might nor by power, but this is by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. This man stands up and he's preaching. Pharisees are there. Sadducees are there. The elders are there. Then you have the captain of the guard is there. He's the one that should maintain order. In other words, the captain of the guard also not just order. The captain of the guard, if disorder happened, he would set the house in order. So the captain is there. The Pharisees are there. The Sadducees are there. And the elders are there. Y'all see, I said that looking slow on me. The church is in session, and nobody recognizes that Jesus is in the house through the power of the Holy Spirit, and nobody is excited because somebody got blessed. Let me go back and tell you when I told you that you forgot when God blessed you. But ain't it funny how he'll take somebody that we say in the house they'll never amount to nothing, and God will touch that person and raise them up right in the middle of your face to show you that he's still blessing you. Here Peter is preaching. Opposition comes. And this is for somebody. Ministry is going to cost you something. 2 Timothy 3:12 tells you that yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. People argue about every other religion, and everybody can celebrate who they want. Ain't that right?
We're a free country, we can worship who we want when we want. Ain't that right? Freedom of speech, we can say what we want. Ain't that right? That's what people say, right? In theory. But when Rome meets the road, when you start talking about Jesus Christ, for whatever reason, controversy shows up. You can't talk about him in school. You can't talk about him in the house. You can't talk about him at church. Y'all think I'm playing, don't you? It's funny, back in the day when I first started preaching, and I could just say Jesus and the church would catch on fire. Now when you say the name Jesus, the church is like cotton. Amen. It gets so quiet in the house of God that broke because they scared to say the name. Ministry calls you something. You a mother or a father. You have been called to the ministry of taking care of a home, a spouse, and a child. That's your service. That's ministry. If you're working on a job, especially if it's a dream that God has given you to do, that's your ministry. If you have a gift inside of you, whether it's in church, whether it is in the secular world, or wherever you have a gift inside of you, do you not know that that is your ministry? This is what gets me about church. Preachers claim they are called to be proclaimers of the gospel for God and get all upset and ready to get burnt out in 5 years and leave the ministry because folk talking about you. When folk want to crucify you, let them crucify you. Because the Bible says that when people speak good about you, that's when you ought to be careful. When folk pat you on the back and tell you how wonderful you are, and you know in your heart you're not that wonderful, you better wash the mouth of the person that came out of. But when folk start talking about you and reviling you, and you just doing the best you can, I'm here to tell you right now that God has a special ministry for you to do, a special service for somebody, and somebody is waiting on you. Jesus said that preachers, I say preachers, because I'm one of them. Some preachers, you can't get them to do anything unless they have a program. Some preachers travel the country, Black Lives Matter, and all these things are going on, but I tell you what, they're not going to show up just to pray. You got to have a check with their name on it. Oh, I'm talking this morning, I ain't got no Facebook. Y'all know the truth. Y'all are giving money to everybody else. Now, I'm not just talking about me, but I'm y'all pastor at least for 90 days. And we're going to church and say, next year in a week. But I'm telling you like this. Y'all to go and in your checkbook or what y'all call it? A cash app. And give somebody money across the country because they got on Facebook and say a little quote and now you all excited about it. But when you get sick, you call it Reverend Thompson. When you get sick, you call it the deacons of the church. Everybody comes out your boy. Ebenezer, New Covenant, amen. The Gospel Tabernacle, whoever served there, that's the pastor down. But they don't want to give you nothing. Don't want to pray for you. Don't want to lift you. Just looking for a cheek in your arm. Ministry going to cost you something. Because your neighbor said ministry going to cost you something. Dr. John Henry Jowett, he said, ministry that costs nothing will accomplish nothing. Y'all hear me now? Yeah. Ministry that costs nothing, it will not accomplish nothing. In other words, if you want to be blessed, sometimes you just got to bleed, baby. Y'all hear me now? Yeah. Many times I got up tired and didn't feel like going to work, amen, but my baby was still drinking Infamil. Y'all hear me now? My baby was still using pamphlets, amen. And it wasn't just me. My wife was doing the same thing, but look how God worked. Everybody else was blessing us too. See, don't take it lightly when God uses us for what you do, what it is you're trying to do. But ministry will cost you something. In this text, these men are standing up, Peter's preaching. And while he's preaching, the Grand Police Department shows up. Brother, Police Department shows up. State troopers on the edge. I'm just trying to make a real fight. This man is preaching and saying about 90-something words, and the next thing you know, they come, the Bible says they lay hands on him. No, they didn't put out no oil to lay hands on him. No, they didn't give the right hand of fellowship. They arrested them. Bible says it was evening time. That means every word in the Bible means to slow down and read it. That means that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the elders was all about keeping the rules. Remember I told you? But they didn't have no love for people. So what they did was they knew that in the Jewish calendar, sun up to sundown is a day in the Jewish calendar. That's like Jesus when he died on the cross, they took his body down right before it got dark and they put him in the tomb, didn't they? That's the same way they put him in jail. They say the Sabbath is ending, right? And we're going to lock them up till in the morning. And they go to jail. Now in this text, when they go to jail, this is why they arrested them. Verse 2 says, being grieved that they taught the people. Lord have mercy. People don't want y'all to hear the truth. I was talking to a preacher the other day, and it's true. If you're in a church, not just in church, if you're in any church, and another preacher don't want you to go hear other preachers, y'all know why? Because he ain't preaching. I said, if a preacher don't want you to go hear another preacher, it's because he is not preaching. Never bring nobody else in other than him to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I ain't the only one that can preach. Preachers came long before I came, and there's a preacher here now much better than I am. And I've got to die and still words come up to my body, and Jesus has not come. Guess what? Somebody else gonna preach it. Man's gonna preach it. A woman's gonna preach it. If a donkey can preach it, if a rooster can preach it, I'm trying to tell you, God can use whoever he wants to preach it. Stop looking at preachers. We ain't nobody but men and women who God has separated because we have decided that the cause of ministry we can have. You got to count the cost. You come in ministry, I'm coming up here. You come in up here. Yeah, you up here. Folk don't talk about you. Folk gonna look at your house, they gonna look at your life. So if you ain't living right, if you don't have integrity, and if you can't be with nobody but your wife, and you can't keep your hands off the money, and you can't do it, I'm trying to tell you now, I'm just preaching plain to you. You gotta be able to do that because you are separated. That's what the Holy Ghost does when he comes. I forgot my notes now, I'm just out here in the water now. I'm trying to tell you, that's the Holy Ghost. If you see people who say they're saved, then you ought to separate yourself. In other words, because the Holy Ghost shows up, as a person who was a sinner started becoming a saint. It don't happen all at one time, because you fall seven times, but a righteous man ain't going to get back up. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do right. And God will put your foot on the rock to stand. So sinners in the house, see Jesus, you got to become a saint. I want to see mama. Mama loves Jesus. Well, you want to see mama. You want to see grandma. You better get your life in order today. No other name under heaven. Yeah, I'm down now, dude. I'm just trying to get back. Not only do saints come, but also, the sinners come to become saints. Listen to me, church. You can't run with everybody. You can't do what everybody does. Because when the Holy Ghost shows up, the saints separate themselves from sinners. I didn't say you were better than them. I didn't say you can never go nowhere. I didn't say you never have no fun. But you can't do everything that everybody else does, and you can't go everywhere. You a saint. Did anybody any other than me to know that ministry will cost you something? Resurrection. What got him in trouble? The fact that Jesus elevated from the grave. Acts 3:26, Peter had already told them, go back and read it when you get Acts 3:26. He said, God raised up Jesus. And he said, y'all killed him. But God raised him up from the dead. He said it in 3. Now he's bold in 4. Now catch this. There's some commotion going on. There's some disorder going on. Y'all know how it is. Let me make it real, but y'all still looking. If somebody get arrested and you in the house, and you washing dishes or you doing whatever, you look out the window and somebody getting arrested, y'all know what we're going to do next? We got the phone on. We're going to call somebody. Then we're on the porch acting like we're doing something. Ain't that right? Because we want to see what's going on. Ain't that right? going on in the house when it happened. I'm getting ready to go, because y'all already got what I'm saying, don't you? But the fact is that when they came to arrest Peter and John, the devil thought he was going to stop something. That's what he do. He show up in your house and he act like a monkey. He show up in the church and cause disruption. But he can't stop what God is trying to do in your life, in your family, and in your church. I prove to you today, Jesus. The Bible says that in Isaiah 55 and 11, he said, my word go forth and prosper, and will not return unto me void. In other words, it's not going to return to me empty. It's going to accomplish what I sent it out to do. Yeah. You can take this little post-sermon that Reverend Thompson is trying to bring, and you can put it under the bed and act like you didn't hear me, but you know you heard me this morning. If your ears didn't hear me, your spirit heard me this morning. Yeah. And it's time to get your house in order. Despite the disruption, deliverance took place. Because look what happened. They preaching their man. They get arrested. Now they in jail. 5,000 men heard the word of God. Y'all still don't get it. 5,000 people got saved. They tried to stop it, but they could not stop it. Yeah. See, listen to me. When God really gets on you, the devil can come and do whatever he want to do, but he can't stop you. Yes, I'm sick, but why by his strength, I am healed. Amen, somebody. Nope, don't know how to go pay the bill. I got a little money. I'm trying to spit it up, but my God shall supply all my needs. According to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus, ministry.
Hallelujah.
Calls for something. In other words, if you try to bless somebody, trouble going to come.
Yeah.
When you try to do right, trouble is going to come. But there's something you got to do. Let me go to the check. There's something you got to do. So these men were grieved. They was upset because Peter and John was preaching the resurrection of Jesus. Verse 3 said they laid hold of them and they arrested them. Then verse 4 said, how be it that 5,000 people heard the word? I'm still in the book. Verse 5 said it came to pass on tomorrow. See, because people don't stop. The devil keep coming back. Yeah, y'all think he's gone, but when it gets peaceful, you better watch it because he's right there. Hey, man, he's just waiting to jump on you. Said it came to pass on tomorrow that the rulers, where the rulers, the elders, and the scribes, Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas. See, Annas was a rich man. He was the high priest, but he messed up with the Romans, so they took him down. And they took Caiaphas and set Caiaphas up on the throne. But listen to me. It was a family-owned business. See, you got to be careful in the church when families try to run the church. Amen. I talked to a pastor this morning. No church ought to be named the Thompson Memorial Baptist Church of Berlin. No! No, sir. No, sir. It's in his name. High priest. Look at it. Look at it. Verse 6. I want y'all to see it. Underline. As many as were with the high priest. Look. Kindred of the high priest. Y'all see it on here. Let me make it real. What would y'all think? Mr. Munns up here. Mr. Cook right there. Mr. Walk not here, but he's still there. Mr. Seaward, amen. The many preachers that he came. I also came. Deacons here. But all of a sudden, y'all come. My cousin and them up here. See how y'all look right now? My brother and them up there. Everybody that's on the board, they some kin to me. See how y'all eyebrows went up? That's what happened here. It said, verse 7, and when they had set them in the middle, they asked about what power and what name. Now let me make a little for you. This Jewish council was just like our Supreme Court. They were sitting around a round table or half horseshoe. They set Peter and John in the middle. And they said, by what power did y'all heal this man? And the justification was Deuteronomy that you got to prove whether somebody is a prophet or not. And if they're really not a prophet or a prophecy don't come to pass, you got the right to kill them or to stone them because they're a false prophet. But that wasn't the case because you see this man standing right here. And said, Peter Field, the Holy Ghost. He looked at him and said, don't change telling the truth to people even when it looked like you're in trouble. always tell the truth. Y'all hear me now? Peter filled the Holy Ghost and you rulers and people and elders. If this day be examined of what we've done by the means by which this man is made whole, it's by Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this man is made whole. And he's raised up. And I want to get it all in, but verse 11 said, and the stone that the builders rejected. And there's a stone in the temple. When building, you're a builder, so you know about it. They got what you call the chief cornerstone, right? Or it's the capstone or whatever it is you build. But these people rejected the capstone. Just in case y'all are all right, go back to Psalm 118 and it'll tell you about the capstone and who the capstone is. Y'all know who the capstone is? The capstone is Jesus. Now, what I just told you, you can't name no church in somebody else's name. Amen. Talk about the capstone of the church. It ought to say Jesus. Amen. See, I know. I'm gone. 5,000 people suffered. People suffered. Peter and John suffered. But they still give credit to Christ. They're saying that they won't complain. Y'all hear me now? And boldness come out of them. This is what's about. The church don't need no weak soldiers. Y'all strong in everything else until it comes to defending the faith. Don't mess with my house. Don't mess with my money. Don't mess with my child. Don't mess with my grandbaby. Ain't it funny how people get energy who wouldn't say anything and then they get upset? But they'll let folks say everything about God and won't say a thing. The one who gives you breath. The one who provides for you. The one who heals your body when you're sick. The one who forgives your sin. I wish I had somebody. The one who, if it had not been for him, you wouldn't have no job. If it had not been for him, you wouldn't have no house. If it had not been for him, your grandbabies and your children would be crazy like everybody else. But they falls for him. And even if they're crazy now, the Bible says when they get older, they will not depart. That's the word of God for somebody. But ministry don't cost you something. When you come to God, you got to give him everything that you have. All your money, all your time, all your talent. Folks will tell you they don't have money, but we have money to give what we want to get. Ain't that right? People will tell you they don't have time, but they'll find time to go do what they want to do. Folks will claim they can't come to church, but they'll go to a cookout, they'll go to the mall, they'll go anywhere else, but they won't come to church. They'll go everybody else, go to a concert, drop $40, $50, pay $20 for a hot dog, and you turn on a Pampa game, come in out to blow and put a dollar in the plate. And then with your life deal last, you want to know why the church can't help you. I know we're down in that. I know, but I'm not down in there by myself. Y'all hear me now? I'm trying to tell you that ministry gonna cost you something. If folk is talking about you and you know you're trying to live right, that's because you're beginning to do the will of God. Peter said, don't think it's strange that folk don't run with you no more. See, folk were running with you when you were drinking. Folk were running with you when you was partying. Folk were running with you when you was dropping it like it was hot. Folk were running with you. As soon as you say, let's go to the mountain. Let's go to church. Let's give God the glory. Now all of a sudden you got an excuse. But I'm telling y'all today, I let nothing separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I love my wife, but I got to pray for my wife. I got to come to her. I can't be no fool out here. I got to give her to Jesus. I love my children. I love my grandbaby. But I can't run behind them. They got to follow me as I follow Christ. I love your truth. I love the things you do. I love the gifts you have. But I got to tell you the truth. I got to tell you when you're doing wrong. I got to tell you when you don't treat each other right. I got to tell you when you're off the beaten path. Because God's going to hold me accountable. Ministry going to cost you something. Y'all know what it's gonna cost me. One of these days, God gonna ask me to give an account of what I did here at Archie's Road. Y'all can do whatever you want to do, but Pastor Thompson cannot be counted, because I got to give an account, not just for my family, but every family in this church. While I'm here, I got to give God an account, and I'm gonna hear like the old preacher. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up, brother Michael. Late bloomers in the ministry think it's fun. This ain't no fun right here. This is a serious calling right here. When you come up here, Matthew 6 says that the false preachers, they wanted to be seen for the robes they had on. They wanted to be known for their much praying. They covered their face all funny because they wanted to know. Let folk know that they was fasting for the Lord. Amen, God. Some stuff I go through, you don't see it, and you don't need to see it. Same way, you going through something. Everybody in here is going through something that I cannot see. But I will pray for you. I will love you through your pain. Because I understand that ministry calls something. When your body is broken, ministry calls something. When your eyesight is dim, ministry calls something. When your legs get feeble, ministry calls something. When you can't hold your water like you used to hold it, ministry calls something. Y'all hear me now? I hope I made this thing real plain. Real clear. So I get ready to go to the house that ministry costs you something. Jesus Christ is my last. Jesus Christ. John 13. He's with his disciples at that time, not apostles yet. And they had already been fighting to want to know who was the greatest. The Lord said the greatest is the one who served. But he didn't just tell them this. He showed preachers something. Because I'm not the only one who know the Lord. I hope I'm not. I'm not the only one to get a crowd through. I hope I'm not. Amen. Jesus took off his garment to robe off. Girded himself with a towel. Got down on his knees. Started washing feet. Because those feet was going to walk the service. How beautiful are the feet that carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. One of these days, y'all, I'm going to be like my granddad. He used to say it all the time. I didn't get it. He said, one of these days, I'm going to walk the milk and white way. One of these days, y'all going to look for me. I'm going to be gone on home. Talk about that, I'm going to be gone. You can't stop what God has done for me and the same for you. That's the stuff that you've done that can't nobody take it away from you. Serve God until you die. Serve God. Stay on the wall. Stay on the throne. Rest your family. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. You gotta do that thing. Ministry is hard. You can't get up here with hate and malice in your heart. That's why we say, God, if anything in me that's not like you, take it from me. Then we ask God to forgive us. Have rest. So when we stand, we are open, clean, slate before the Lord. How many in here can stand and testify to the goodness of the Lord? Nobody but me. You can testify that God has blessed you, that God has fed you, that God has kept you, that God has healed you, that God has sanctified you, that God has delivered you. When mama died, God got you out of the bed. When daddy died, God kept you. When grandma never went around no more, God fed you. When they touched you like the back on you, they talked about the dog. They had a problem. And God came and saw about you in the midnight hour. Sick in your body, God never saw about you. Made a mistake, folk walk away. Called everything but a child of God and raised you up there. Nobody but my Jesus. Peter said, it was the name of Jesus. It was the power of Jesus. I'm done, but you take your testimony. Will you listen to me? Will you leave here, get by yourself? If you got to go in the bathroom and ask God to show you what he's done for you, it's going to blow your mind. You have people in your life, you thought they were your friend. They're not your friend. They're frenemies. They want you to quit. They want you to give up. They want to bend in your van so they can talk about you. But God put folk around you that'll lift you, that'll pray for you, that'll love you through your pain. That's how you know. Ministry is going to cost you something. You got to study to show yourself approved. You got to read. You got to pray. You got to turn your plate down sometimes. You got to do whatever it takes so God can use you. Because guess what? God used Reverend Thompson. Preaching for a pretty good while here. But do y'all know what? There are some of y'all that God wants to use y'all to help me. He's waiting for you to undergird me with a certain cloud and a certain comfort that the enemy can't get to me so I can do what God wants me to do. And when I do what God wants me to do, and that's preach His word. Guess what? There's nothing that you can't do. That's what we want to do. Preachers, get right. Preachers, get right. Get yourself right. Your mind, your body, your soul, give it to God. Yes, it's hard. It's hard when you're in ministry. Mom and daddy getting a little older. Somebody's sick over here. Your friends, they land on you, won't depend on you for everything. Church members judging you because they think that you're above mention. But you got to stand. Musicians, y'all up there. You think folk ain't talking about y'all too? Because they out there watching everything y'all do. You can't put a peppermint in your mouth, and they going to go back and say, she's in the mouth. Y'all know. Deacons, your life is an open chapter. Your life is an open book. Wives and deacons, your life is an open book. First ladies, your life is an open book. Christians, children of God, your life is an open book. Go to Walmart, they said, hey, she goes to so-and-so church. So y'all think we're gonna talk about it, but they're watching y'all from the cereal aisle to see what you're gonna do. Matter of fact, folks will walk up to you. The church folk will do it, but most of the unsaved folk will do it. They'll walk up to you and say something to you to see how you're gonna react to it. If you say the wrong thing, guess what?